What I want to talk about for the time that we have together today is I want to talk about a couple of subjects that deal with the general topic of case selection and strategy in terms of managing your practice and your clients, particularly with reference to the ethical requirements or ethical considerations that are relevant to that question. For some reason, the car crash seminar is one where lawyers are particularly interested in this subject. I don't know if it's because we have so many people who are involved in automobile accidents, or if it's because the people who are involved in automobile accidents tend to be difficult to deal with, or exactly what the deal is. But for some reason, people who do car wreck work seem to be interested in this subject. So I want to start by talking about the difficult client. The difficult client is a client that you want to avoid. And the difficult client, the ultimate difficult client, is the client with a personality disorder. And a personality disorder needs to be distinguished from mental illness. The difference between mental illness and personality disorder is that a mental illness is a malady of a mental or psychological type, a malady of the mind, if you will, that primarily adversely affects the person who has it. A personality disorder, by contrast, is a mental malady, a disorder of the mind or brain, which primarily adversely affects the people around the person who has it. And so people with personality disorders are particularly toxic people to be in relationships with. In fact, you're probably better off being in a relationship with someone who's mentally ill and who actually hears voices and has hallucinations and delusions, because those people, they basically are the ones who suffer as a result of their malady. It's understandable. It's easy to empathize with. Personality disorder people are people who are like psychic vampires. They're capable of taking a metal straw and sticking it through your skull and actually sucking out all of the goodwill and well-being that resides there.